you're going against their guy over there, and it's kind of whoever blinks first, or, you know, kind of know going out that that might be a one swing ball game. And, you know, they put a good swing on a ball, and you know, that was it.
You won 100 pitches, 129 last time. They had mentioned that maybe they're going to keep an eye on. Obviously, you felt strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's 30 less than last time. So, but I think, you know, 100 is a good, you know, standard mark for most guys, and I felt good out there. He came asking for a less inning, I felt. And I think, you know, if that ball doesn't get away from me to here or there, I think I got no problem finishing out that inning.
We've talked about this before. Have you been able to go toe-to-toe with some of the best pitchers in the league? When you mm-hmm. said at the beginning of the year that you felt full strength and ready to go, is that what you envisioned in putting yourself into that conversation as one of the top pitchers in this league?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I was able to do that in 2018 and, you know, come out of nowhere, I think, as most people would say. But I think, you know, if I can come into a season healthy and do all the things that I know that I can do, I'd like to be in that conversation. Obviously, there's a lot of really good pitchers in this league that do a lot of incredible things, whether it's striking guys out or, you know, getting weak contact. So everyone has a different way of doing it. But, you know, any pitcher likes to be in that conversation.
Your team put on a defensive clinic tonight. What's that comfort level with those guys behind you?
It's getting to the point where I'm, you know, like the ground ball Yelich hit, and I, you know, I see it and I turn and I kind of know the shift is there, and I look and I'm like, oh, you know, that one's going to sneak through. And, you know, Tommy just kind of zooms out of nowhere making great plays, and Nolan's always making great plays over there. So it's, you know, I'm spoiled. It's almost expected for them to make great plays all day, but I can't stress enough, you know, what it means to me as a pitcher and a teammate to have such good defense behind me all the time.
Well, this was hit for a home run. It seemed the moment you released it, you kind of knew it was trouble.
Yeah, it was a little up. You know, I think if that ball's more up or more down, maybe it's not a homer. But, you know, he hits balls across the belt like most guys. You know, even if it's away, hitting balls at the belt pretty good. He put a good swing on it.
Still would be some pitch, wouldn't it, on the outside?
Yeah, but it's, you know, I think with certain hitters, it's more about height. Necessarily, I think, like I said, I think if it's a little more up or a little more down, you know, it's probably a better pitch. But, you know, I made a few mistakes. They hit a couple balls really hard to center field, and my luck ran out on that one. Put a good swing on it.
Did you know it when it left your fingers, I guess?
No. I knew when he hit it.
Because your reaction was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the time from when it leaves my hand and he hits it is pretty quick. Yeah. So, you know, as soon as I saw him hit it, as soon as I heard it, you know, the one he got before – I heard it, and I knew it was staying in. And when he hit that one, I just, kudos to, you know, Bader humored me by running back there for it, but I think everybody knew it was gone.